Carol Marks from A Touch of Grey, the only radio show for baby boomers syndicated across the United States. We're happy to be here at Families USA Health Action 2013, and we're now talking to Dr. George C. Benjamin, Executive Director, American Public Health Association. And how is America's public health? I think we could be doing a lot better.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we could do lots of things so we can live longer and cheaper. But we and hopefully this Affordable Care Act will help us get there.
Okay, so one of the things when it comes to public health, do you think that, you know, there's an overuse of drugs and things that just become resistant, and we have more diseases? So we need to get that kind of education out through our doctors.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of things we need to do to try to move the system upstream so that we can prevent a lot of the things that shouldn't happen. Or even, you know, someone gets sick, trying to prevent the second one. So the second heart attack, the second stroke, trying to get people more fit. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can do that frankly are cheap. And less costly than fixing things once they're broken.
Yeah, prevention. Do you think that, are there other countries that we could learn some things from that are, you know, when it comes to public health? We always think we're the best, but, you know, you could always learn.
Well, there's a recent study that came out from the Institute of Medicine, which showed that we're not necessarily the healthiest country in the world. And there are many, many studies that have shown that we die sooner and at twice the cost of most of the other industrialized nations. So with that in mind, we've got some things we can learn from other people.
And when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, what are some of the things in it that you think are going to help us have better health?
Well, you know, we've got this prevention plan. This is a group that's put together by the Surgeon General to actually craft a plan to focus our efforts on prevention. And they put out an amazing report last year, which gives us some ideas of some things that we can do for prevention. There's a fair amount of funding in the Affordable Care Act for us to begin to focus on reducing tobacco use, getting people more exercise, helping people figure out how to eat better. Obviously, the work that the First Lady's been doing with her Let's Move campaign is important. And in addition, she's been working with the private grocery stores in the country, so that they can improve access to affordable, fresh fruits and vegetables and other more nutritious foods so that we're going to eat less potato chips and sugary drinks and those kinds of things that are so prevalent in many of our communities.
Absolutely right. And we need to have people growing more of their own food and maybe having some vegetable gardens in our cities.
Oh, absolutely. There's lots of projects that health departments have done to try to do that. I was a health officer here in Washington, D.C. in 1990, 1991, and we used to have a project called Health Corners, where we basically got the Department of Housing here in the city to renovate a house, and that house was a center of health activity. So we used and trained people to take blood pressures and educate people about their health and about diabetes. And that grew in nutrition, and that grew to actually growing community gardens in the community.
And that's a way of prevention, eating healthy food. What do you think about the idea of having community health centers that are very close to the places where they need to be, where people could need them to access them and learn how to have better health by having, you know, their blood pressure and diabetes checked and all these other things?
Yeah, the closer that we put primary care to the patients in the communities in which they live, the much more likely we are to have a much more robust focus on primary care and prevention.
Yeah, we have such a shortage of them.
We do have a shortage of people practicing primary care. We need many more. But we do have to restructure our payment system so it pays better for primary care. Now, there is actually some funding in the Affordable Care Act to raise the rates for primary care doctors, pediatricians, general internists, family physicians in the Medicaid program, so they're actually reimbursed at Medicare rates, which are higher. And the idea is to try to get more primary care physicians to continue to see Medicaid patients.
That's a wonderful idea. And also there's a shortage of nurses. And can we do something about helping to fund, say, nurse practitioners? Because it's more expensive to become one. And they certainly can help primary care doctors and be in different places.
Well, you know, the administration used about $250 million in the Affordable Care Act right after it was passed to offer loan repayment and scholarship programs to incentivize nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and some public health workers, again, to make them more available for primary care services.
Because if we had them, then people would be able to see somebody, you know, on the weekend, and they wouldn't be going to the emergency room, which is, I guess, the most expensive place to get your health care.
Yeah, and the ERs don't do primary care. You know, they can fix it if it's broke. If your blood pressure is very, very high, they can take care of that. But they don't do moderately high blood pressure, and they don't do that very well.
And there's been some resistance to vaccinations, but they're so important. And particularly, you know, we have the resurgence of some diseases. So we need to get, you know, the word out about that as a prevention.
Absolutely. We need a much more robust adult vaccine program. The CDC just recently put out a report showing that we are not adequately vaccinating our seniors. We've always known that we're not adequately vaccinating all of our children as best we can. And, I mean, there's some states that are real exemplars there, and there are others that have not done so well. But again, the Affordable Care Act does provide reauthorized one of our existing programs, what we call the 317 vaccine program, which provides vaccine to uninsured and underinsured children. And it helps put an infrastructure in place so we can vaccinate more children.
I never realized that as an adult there were some vaccines that you needed to get repeated.
Oh, absolutely. We're learning more and more about that. I mean, you know, the need to get your tetanus and diphtheria shot, a booster as an adult, the need to obviously get your flu shot every year, the need to get your pneumococcal vaccine when you turn 65. And obviously, if you're one of these people that travels, you know, as we're getting older, we're living longer, and now we're beginning to take these wonderful cruises and travel to mysterious lands, the idea of trying to make sure that you get adequate vaccination is very, very important.
And, you know, the one thing, we have it now, you don't have to go on a cruise to get it, but the norovirus, we need to learn the basic healthy thing of washing your hands.
Norovirus, yeah, absolutely. It's a very, very persistent viral infection, and the best way, of course, just like with the flu, is frequent hand washing.
And those are things that can really improve the public health of everybody and that we should just do automatically.
It would be nice if we could get everyone to think about those very basic things. It would be helpful, yeah.
Is there anything else in the Affordable Care Act that people don't know about that will help with our general health, which is our public health?
Yeah, I remind people that, you know, 44,000 people die each and every year prematurely simply because they do not have health insurance. And so, you know, the Affordable Care Act fundamentally wants to make sure that everybody gets covered. It's an opportunity for people to do so, and I just encourage people to, one, know their insurance status. Once you get insured, make sure you make an appointment, see your primary care doctor, and then do all the preventive health things that you can to try to make sure that you remain healthy.
And you really need to know your health history, and you need to begin to make a health record, which your doctor does, and you can have access to that today.
Yeah, you know, today's, you know, we have all kinds of electronic ways for us to keep our own information, keep our own records. It's very, very important. When you get sick, it is important that somebody knows what those records is. They need to know what medications you're on, whether you're allergic to anything, what are your major medical problems. And your family members need to know those things so that if you get sick, they can rapidly share that information with your healthcare providers.
Now, Dr. Benjamin, I have a final question for you. If you could wave a magic wand and make something better that really needs to be improved in this nation's public health situation, what would it be?
I think it would be for the public to believe that health is a fundamental human right, and that we ought to be working collectively to ensure that everybody has access to that.
Wonderful answer, said beautifully. I want to thank George C. Benjamin, doctor, and he's the executive director of American Public Health Association. And a lot of good things are going to come out of the Affordable Care Act, and it's going to improve the public health of everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much.